Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the result presentation. Value Partners Group Limited, Hong Kong Stock Code 806, today announced its 2016 final results for the year ended 31st December 2016. The management team will go through with you the financial and business performance of the company. The presentation will last for around 15 minutes. Here on our side, we have Value Partners Chief Executive Officer, Dr. King Au, and Chief Financial Officer, Ms. I.C. Wong. Ms. Wong will now begin the presentation. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the investor call of our 2016 final results. I'm I.C. Wong, CFO of Value Partners. Our presentation today is composed of three sections. I will first go through our financial highlights. After that, Dr. King Au, our CEO, will give you an overview of our business highlights. We will then open the floor for questions. 2016 was a year of surprise. Black swan events around the world heightened volatility and dampened investment sentiment. In Hong Kong, the fund industry was also impacted. On slide 4, you can see that retail equity funds in Hong Kong record a net outflow of $8.2 billion in 2016, compared with a net inflow of $7.3 billion a year earlier. Within equity funds, Asia and China equity funds were among the hardest hit, with net outflows reaching $1.2 billion and $1.4 billion respectively. As a leading player in Asia, Value Partners also felt the heat from the extreme market volatility. Both our AUM and net profits were impacted during the year. On slide 5, you can see that AUM of the group came down to $13.2 billion as of the end of 2016, mainly due to a net redemption of $1.9 billion. This is the first time we encountered net outflows of funds since the global financial crisis in 2008. Moving on to slide 6, profits attributable to owners of the company fell 50% to 138 million Hong Kong dollars, mainly due to the decline in performance fee and management fee income. Total revenue decreased by 19% to 1.4 billion Hong Kong dollars. Gross performance fee came down substantially to 11 million Hong Kong dollars from 309 million Hong Kong dollars. Meanwhile, gross management fees, the major contributor to our revenue, fell 8% to 1 billion Hong Kong dollars from 1.1 billion Hong Kong dollars a year earlier. Given the difficult market situation, we have taken prudent measures to enhance cost efficiencies. On slide 7, you can see that fixed expense increased moderately, mainly due to salary increments and the addition of headcounts to support the group's business growth. With our efforts of prudent cost control, fixed operating expense remained well covered by net management fee income, a relatively stable income source. Fixed cost coverage ratio stood at 2.1 times. All in all, total expense declined 11% to 530 million Hong Kong dollars, as other compensation and benefits were reduced substantially. In line with the group's compensation policy, which distributes 20% to 23% of the annual net profit pool as management bonus to employees, management bonus for the period decreased by 89.2 million Hong Kong dollars. During the year, our balance sheets and cash flows positions remained strong, and we had no bank borrowing. While 2016 was a tough year, it is worth to note that signs of improvement began to show in the second half of the year. On slide 8, you can see that net profit for the second half improved to 133 million Hong Kong dollars, compared with 5 million Hong Kong dollars in the first half. Net outflows also improved, with net redemptions reduced to $651 million in the second half from $1.3 billion in the first half. In addition, Performance of our funds also improved as we entered 2017. As of the end of February, our flagship fund, Value Partners Carpet Fund, delivered a positive return of 8.2%, while our biggest own brand fund, Value Partners High Dividend Stock Fund, rose 9.8%. With the positive momentum, AUM of the group improved to $14 billion at the end of January 2017. This is the end of our financial highlights. Let me pass on to Kang, our CEO, to go through our business highlights.
Thank you, Aisy, and good evening, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to our 2016 final results call, and my first with you as CEO of Value Partners. In 2016, our home markets and Asia suffered a cyclical correction. While we believe that Asia remains a major growth engine of the world and its fundamentals will continue to be attractive over the long term, we also recognize the impact of a market correction could have on our business. In this regard, we have been stepping up efforts to diversify our product suite to manage the inherited cyclical nature of our business. Value Partners started as an equity manager in 1993, and equity funds have been our bread and butter, taking up 81% of the group's total AUM. As we broaden our product platform over the years, fixed income is now a significant asset class, accounting for 17% of our total AUM. In 2016, Value Partners Greater China High Yield Income Fund, our largest fixed income product, generated 16% of return and outperformed the JP Morgan China Total Return Index by over 10%. On the new product front, we launched a Greater China Preference Shares Income Fund and various QDLP products linked to the fund. Such products have been well received by mainland investors who are seeking overseas investments for better yields. In addition, we have just rolled out a global emerging market bond fund in February 2017, marking our first GEM product. As you all know, Value Partners is supported by a strong team of investment professionals, and this is the reason why we have been able to develop new products and turn them into award-winning funds. During the year, we continued to strengthen our investment team, particularly those in Singapore and our newly set up London office. Looking forward, we will continue to add diversity to our product mix in terms of geography and asset classes. In 2017, some pipeline products are already scheduled for launch, and that include our first leverage and inverse ETF. Meanwhile, we are also looking to develop alternative investment capabilities. As we have mentioned before, Asian fund managers like Value Partners are entering a golden age as investment flows in and out of China are expected to increase substantially in the coming years and decades. With 24 years of heritage, Value Partners is well positioned to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime paradigm shift. On slide 11, you can see that Value Partners is positioned as the gateway connecting China and the rest of the world. To investors in China, we are an investment solution provider that they can rely on as we offer them regional and global offerings that have limited availability in the onshore market. Over the past year or so, we have rolled out a number of QDLP and Stock Connect products for institutional investors on the mainland. In addition, we have also submitted applications to take part in the mainland Hong Kong Mutual Recognition of Funds Scheme so that we can offer our approved funds to retail investors in China. To foreign investors, we have been their China investment expert for over two decades. Our in-depth understanding on the market and investment know-how are valuable insights treasured by our clients. To broaden our reach to investors around the world, we have been building out our presence in strategic markets. In late 2016, our Singapore subsidiary was granted the retail fund license, giving us the green light to introduce our products to Singapore's mass market. Meanwhile, we also opened our London office to promote our UCITS products to institutional investors in Europe. To conclude, we seek to become an Asian-based global asset manager in the foreseeable future, as we further diversify our investment strategy, broaden our product suite, and deepen our branding among investors across the world. We are confident that we can take the group to the next level and emerge from Asia as a world-class institution. Thank you.